How's everybody doing? I'm good, good. I had a chance today to really say goodbye to our football team. It was really good, though, you know. I think the guys, obviously they're disappointed in the season, as we all are, you know. But I think there was a lot of lessons learned from our football team. Obviously, you never want to be 1-15, but I think there was some improvement in a lot of different areas that I know Sash and Paul, that we talked about a long time ago, that we wanted to accomplish. Nobody likes the record by any stretch of the imagination, but I truly believe the foundation is set for some things that we want to do as we move forward. I'd be remiss if I say I'm not disappointed for our fans, you know, for them to having to go through what we've all went through this year is tough, and I think we all get that. But I assure you, us three sitting here are totally in lockstep in trying to get this solved for everybody involved. But I really, truly appreciate our fans, the support, them being there, and doing everything they can to help rally our football team. I can take you back to that San Diego game where they were there, and it seems like the stadium was full because they were yelling and screaming and giving us an opportunity to win, and what a great feeling that was. Wasn't able to pull it off yesterday, but I watched a team that fought extremely hard. That's never been the issue with this group. You know, they fight hard, they fight tough, and as I said yesterday, we just don't always fight smart, and that's something we talked about today as a group. And the fun part for me is I spent all of my day meeting with each and every one of our players. You know, I thought it was really important that I gave them an opportunity to say what they felt and to hear me and talk about some things we can improve on individually, and for them to feel good when they walked out of here that that there's a tremendous plan moving forward in 2017. You know, 2016 is going to be behind us now, and this season's over. And we understand that we have a lot of work to do, but I think our players get it. I really do. I think to a man, they understand that we got to do better in all areas to accomplish our goals. And if we can do that, then I think we're well on our way.
Yeah, I would just add, I think Hugh summed it up well. You know, the season has been disappointing from a wins and losses perspective. We sat here, you know, some nearly 12 months ago and talked about our goals for this season, and certainly one was winning games. And that accountability started on day one and will be here as we move forward. We appreciate the heck of our fans for all the support that they gave and their undying commitment that we continue to see year in, year out, and feel terrible about the results for them as they come out and give us all they have every Sunday. Our players did a tremendous job buying in on those goals that I referenced a bit ago last year. One was to find the leader of our football team to be our head coach, and we've certainly found that guy in Hugh. And as Hugh and I talked to our players today, the buy-in to our program, to what Hugh is put out as you know, the way we will play, the way we'll practice, be together is complete to a man on the team, that everybody understands that we've found a good head coach that's going to be here for a long time for the Browns. The second thing, I think, was to change the culture and the way we go about our business here: hard work, accountability, competition. And so the guys bought in. I think we saw that towards the latter half of the year. This year, really proud of the way our guys played. And they all know that our results have to be better. And we've got to be better in personnel. We've got to be better in coaching. We've got to be better at players to give a better product on the field and to turn these Sundays into some winning Sundays for Cleveland and their fans.
Yeah, not much to add. I think they both have said it well. You know, a painful season, certainly. You know, painful for our players, painful for our coaches, and really probably most importantly, you know, painful for the fans. It's never fun to, you know, go through a season like this. I will say, you know, with that said, I think our guys played extremely hard. I mean, from the first snap in Green Bay in August to the, you know, the last snap yesterday, and I think that's a real credit to Hugh and his staff, and, you know, as Sash mentioned, really changing the culture of the organization. You know, it's one thing to have a disappointing season, which we had. It's another thing when you have a disappointing season that's en route to something better, and I think that's what we all feel like this year was. Again, not at all fun to go through and certainly not meeting our expectations. But that being said, I think, I was talking about earlier today, I was struck by just the tenor of the conversations throughout the building today, especially with our players, how optimistic they are, how they feel, how bright they feel the future is here. And I share their enthusiasm. I mean, I got to tell you, despite our record this year, I'm as optimistic or more optimistic than I was, when we were up here last January, about our future. That being said, we've got a lot of road in front of us that we have to conquer to get to where we want to be. These builds are not easy, and they take time to do them right. I think, we talked about at different points, we all would love to push fast forward and just get to the final answer, and unfortunately we can't do that. But I do think we made tremendous progress this year, and again, I think the optimism in the building shows that. I think, we're excited for what we have coming, not just in 17, but even beyond.
We'll open it up.
Sasha, how much is there just kind of a sense of relief that it's over? I mean, you guys knew this would probably be painful, and now that you've lived through it, how glad are you that it's over and then you can concentrate on building forward?
Yeah, we look at each week as an opportunity to compete, so we're going to miss football here for a couple months, and we're eager to get back out there. Nobody wants to leave a season with the taste in our mouth the way we did yesterday. Felt like we outplayed that team and didn't get the result. And the guys understand that, and that stung them to a man today. They were all disappointed in the result yesterday, and we'll be looking for our first opportunity next preseason to go up against someone.
Following up on what Paul said, I think some of us were struck by the vibe in the locker room today, just how positive and how guys are looking forward to next year, even despite 1-15. Did you get that same feeling in talking to guys?
Yeah, no doubt, and I think it's the character, the type of players that we've brought in here. And then also, obviously, what Hughes instilled. And there's a belief around the building that we're heading in the right direction. So that's extremely important and a cornerstone of the foundation that we needed to lay this year.
Yesterday, Jimmy Haslam said, if by chance you would add anybody, it would be up to you or Paul. So do you see the need to add anyone in personnel or in the football operation whatsoever?
Oh, we don't. We're going to look to add some players that are talented. Other than that, on the personnel staffing side, we feel good about our group. I think Andrew, the pro department, college department, has done a good job this year, and we'll continue to work hard through this offseason with our coaching staff to put some more young talent on this roster.
What do you think the quarterback situation is now, and what are you going to do to improve it?
Yeah, we haven't established the guy at the position, so we're going to look at all options, and we'll continue to work to develop the guys that we do have on our roster. We still have to, and I know this will apply to a number of questions you all have today, sit down with our coaching staff and go through our end-of-season roster evaluation, go back and look at the tape and have discussions internally to see where all the guys sit on our roster right now. But we know that we need better from that position as well as others that support that position.
I actually never named anybody by name, but yeah, it was. I guess it was inferred. I think most importantly, all these decisions are made in a particular context, right? When you're at a particular organization with the resources that you have available to you, whether it be players or cap space, whatever it might be, your entire situation. We felt like we made the decision that was the best thing for our organization at that time. If we were at another organization or in a different situation, we may have made a different decision. But at the end of the day, I think, most importantly, we're really happy about the players that we ended up with in that transaction. And in fact, two key players from that transaction, we don't even know what their names are yet. We'll be picking them in 2017 and 2018. So it's sort of far from over, but I think we're really happy with the basket of players we got. And I think in any transaction, you hope that, you hope you do well, and you're perfectly happy if the other team does well too. That's how good trades happen.
Sasha, you were saying that you haven't found that established quarterback yet. You guys obviously have the number one pick in the draft, and you've been out and about drafting or scouting some of the draft-eligible QBs. Do you find this to be an exciting quarterback class, and do you think you might be able to find your guy there at number one overall?
I think each draft is unique in its own way. It's too early for us, and I think you probably know I'm not going to comment too much on our feelings about individual players or positions.
What about the class? I mean, are there franchise quarterbacks that you can see in this draft class?
You know, it's too early for me to say, and I wouldn't get into much detail there, Mary Kay. We'll work collaboratively on it. So Pep, myself, Hugh, AB, we'll all sit down and make sure that we watch plenty of tape on all the eligible quarterbacks this year and make a decision that we feel is the best for the organization. But it'll be an organization decision.
Sorry, just for the record, there's no decision made yet on Robert's roster bonus. Is that correct?
What's that?
Robert Griffin's due a roster bonus. That's not been determined yet. Is that correct?
You're talking about the one going into next year? No, he would earn that if he's on the roster later on this offseason.
I'm asking you guys.
And we have not made any decisions again on, as I said before, on roster transactions at this point.
Sasha, the idea that this was a painful season, obviously everybody wanted to win every game that you could. And the idea of going forward, though, did you think was it perhaps necessary in your mind for this franchise to go through some pain to get where you want to get? Did you anticipate perhaps there's going to be a very, very difficult season like this because you want to get where you want to go later?
No, I don't think we look at it that way. I think we wanted to come out and see our guys compete each week. We do understand coming out of last year that we felt like our roster wasn't championship caliber. I'd leave it at that. I don't think the season was necessary. It's just not a way we would think about it.
This is arguably the biggest offseason in Browns history. Do you feel like what you've been through and how you guys have kind of collaborated that you're ready to attack, the challenge?
Yes, ready in the sense that we're positioned. We've got a lot of work to do before decision time, when free agency opens up and when the draft opens up. And we'll be hard at work, and our guys will get to work starting tomorrow on it.
Do you feel like, though, that is where you stand? Do you feel like kind of this is franchise-changing offseason?
Yeah, I hope that this is a big offseason for us. We've positioned ourselves well. We can add some talent in the draft, and we look forward to exploring what's available to us when we see what's out there in free agency as well. So we do hope to transform our roster to an extent towards a positive and add a lot of young talent.
Sasha, where would you say, there's no question, you got all three of you have talked about it, the effort level, the drive, willingness to work, all that is there with the players currently on the roster. But from your position, where do you think this team has fallen short, and how do you now try and get it?
I wouldn't single out any position. We just need to be better across the board. And I think during the year you've seen some ups and downs, and Hugh can talk a little bit more about it as well. But there's really not a place on the team that I don't think we can improve. We want to be better everywhere. And we're going to be greedy in terms of as we go out and try to acquire talent. But we've seen some young players play well. We've seen some of our veteran guys be stable as well. But we can get better across the board. We know that.
Anticipate using your franchise tag, or philosophically, are you guys opposed to that at all costs, or would you consider using it to keep Pryor and Collins?
Our plan on both of those players is try to extend them without the use of the tag, and I would leave it at that. I wouldn't get into that, Tony. You know, at this point, I don't think we want to get into those discussions in the media anyway.
Hugh, now that you mentioned yesterday, you want to take a look at the tape and Robert. How do you think now he played, and then put it into context of this year for him?
I still think that's a little early for me to judge that. He's played, but I haven't had a chance to really sit down and go back and watch it all. You know, today was just the day after the game and getting the players out of here and meeting with them and those things. I think there's still work to do that way, and I'm going to have a lot of internal discussions with these two guys here and Andrew so that we come up and make the right decision for our organization as we move forward.
Do you believe in any changes to your coaching staff?
I think everything is I'm going to take a look at it all. You know, I think our staff worked extremely hard this year, but I think as being one of the leaders with these men here, we got to go back and look at it all and see how we can get better. I think that's truly our charge. You know, how can we get this organization better in all areas as we move forward?
You know, it looks like now the season over, the two top quarterbacks you guys brought in have a predominantly different skill set. What would you say the key ingredient is in looking at a quarterback to be the long-term answer?
Well, I think we have characteristics that we look for. But again, obviously, the guys got to be able to win and win consistently and elevate the play of their team. You know, that's what the real good ones across the league have done for years. And I think, you know, we'll be no different here. As we move forward and continue to build our team, we'll build it with a guy that has that kind of mindset. You know, and again, we're still not sure that he's not on our team right now. We got to continue to evaluate and go through it. But I know that position is that what it has to have in order for us to be successful here.
Peter, if the NFL invited you to coach the Senior Bowl, will you guys accept?
I'll jump. I'm there. Yes, sir.
Has that happened yet?
It has not. We'll look for a correspondence some point this week.
When you look back at last year's processes as far as free agency and the draft and the scouting, will you change a lot of things between last year and the second year for your group?
I don't think so. Not necessarily change. I think we have a real advantage this coming year that we've now been together for a year. I mean, last year, you know, I came here, first week in January. Hugh was a week or 10 days after that. AB wasn't until February. And at that point, it was really a sprint to the draft, even free agency before the draft. You know, now we've had a full year of working together. You know, we have been working for the draft, you know, going back since, August or September. So I think we're in a much better position, you know, this year, but I don't think we'll be changing anything.
Paul, how do you feel your first year went transitioning from the baseball background to this, and how much have you grown in this area?
I've learned a lot. I mean, obviously the learning curve's been steep over the course of the past 12 months. It was part of the reason for taking this on, you know, was knowing that would be the case, and still have an awful lot to learn. But it's been, you know, it's been interesting. Like I said at the beginning, it wasn't, you know, the last 4 months haven't been fun, but certainly learned a lot, and I think it'll serve us better going forward.
Hugh, how comfortable are you with the current setup, the way that it is with coaching personnel and, you know, and with no plans to bring in any other talent?
No, I'm very comfortable. I mean, I am in dialogue with these guys every day about so many different things that pertain to our team and our future. And I feel very comfortable, you know, that we have had great discussions about what it takes to get there. The thing that I'm most happy about is that both of these men have a burning desire in their belly to win and to fix this, you know, and that's something I talk about all the time. I think the most important thing, if you don't have a plan in place on how to get to where we want to go, then I would be a little bit concerned. These guys, we do, and we have to execute on it, as I said earlier, and we got to do our jobs to the best of our ability to make this happen, and I'm sure we will.
Hey, Hugh, you know what an AFC North championship team looks like. How far away are you guys?
Well, I think obviously we have work to do, and you know, how far away I can't really say until we continue to add more players. You know, I think it's hard to look at it and say you're this far away or that far away. We do have pieces. We do have guys that can play in the AFC North. We just need more of them, you know, to get to where we want to be.
Sasha, yesterday Jimmy Haslam said part of the way of fixing this is to be appropriately aggressive in free agency. What do you take that to mean?
I think, you know, as we talked about it, and Jimmy's in a lot of the discussions throughout the year, so we try to keep him apprised and well-informed on our strategy moving forward, is we want to take aggressive shots to add talent to the roster, whether that's at the trade deadline, free agency, or in the draft. The draft is going to be our primary pipeline of talent to the roster, but it's not going to be the exclusive pipeline, Tony. And so I think we're going to go out and look at all the opportunities that are available to us come March.
What did you learn in your first year of running the show?
Well, I think, you know, you step back from the year probably more than 24 hours after our last game and reflect on that. But I've thought a lot about it throughout the year. I think the importance of having the right people in the right places, the integrity and the communication you have as a leadership group, but also up and down an organization, how important the character of players and the culture of your building is. You know, I would not have imagined if anybody asked me that we would have the type of results we had this year. But I also probably had a harder time believe that we would have the ability to establish the type of positive culture and work ethic that we have in light of some of the losing we've experienced. And I think that's really a tribute to, again, the integrity and character of people in our building.
Well, actually, yesterday, I think you said these building things aren't easy, you know, going through it. Have there been any that you study from other teams, you know, kind of a sort of a real tear down, build up thing and get an idea, like, because, you know, fans are saying, like, are we looking at 20 years or 3 years or...
Sure.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, certainly every situation is unique, so it's hard to put a timeline on it. But yeah, we've absolutely looked at different situations. I mean, look, when Jimmy Johnson took over the Dallas Cowboys, they went 1-15 the first year. You know, Bill Walsh's first year, they were 2-14. You know, a couple years, you know, 3-4 years later, those teams looked markedly different. They made significant improvement in the second year. But, you know, there are lots and lots of examples of, you know, of building towards something like this. I think, you know, earlier today someone told me that of the teams that finished with the number one pick, basically finished with the last record in the league the last, what, 5 or 6 years, that every single one of them has seen sort of market improvement the next year. And I think we actually have a foundation for that. Look, we had an extremely young team this year. We had, I think, more than 25% of our snaps were taken by rookies, which was not only the most in the league, but the most in the league at any time in the last 4 years, and by a pretty wide margin. And that's what, you know, Hugh and his staff were working with every week. I mean, we basically had a lot of freshmen out there trying to learn the NFL game on the fly and not playing on special teams necessarily or not playing, you know, a specialty role, but playing all the time. And we had a lot of players doing that, and it's tough to do. And I think as those players mature into, you know, sophomores and juniors, so to speak, I think they'll make tremendous improvements. And I think that's one of the reasons for our optimism. You know, we got those players an awful lot of experience this year. We saw them grow, you know, as the season went on, and I think we'll expect to see them grow, you know, even more next year. But they do take time. I wouldn't sit here. I don't think it's going to take a whole lot of time. It's one of the great things about the you know, the NFL with the draft is, you know, you can take players that you know, can help you not only quickly, but can help you within a year or two. It's certainly very different in baseball when you're drafting players and, you know they're not going to help you for 5 or 6 years. That isn't the case here at all.
Paul, I would bet that every one of those five teams you referred to had a quarterback in place when they went 1-15.
Right. So. Well, Troy Aikman was a rookie when they went 1-15,
right.
You know, in Dallas.
I mean, that biggest building block. You don't have them yet. You've all said that. So how much of a priority is it to not go through another losing year and not even be able to identify who's your leader on the field going forward, the one that Coach Jackson said has to elevate the play of all these draft picks?
Look, it's a huge piece. It's a huge piece. And I think as Sash was saying earlier, you know, whether we have the guy in our building or not, I think we'll constantly...
You don't have the guy?
I don't
think
anyone.
We have 1-15.
No, in fact, I think you just said we don't necessarily know whether or not, you know, we do.
What's the proof to you guys that you don't have them? You need to go 1-15 twice in a row?
No, I think if you go back and look at a lot of really, really good quarterbacks and look at the beginning of their careers, they weren't star quarterbacks in their rookie year, especially on a team that, you know, struggled around them. I mean, look at Troy Aikman's rookie year on that 1-15 team. You know, you probably could have asked him or asked them the same question. So, you know, we don't necessarily know whether or not we have the answer, but we're going to assume, I think, every year that we don't. We're always going to look for quarterbacks. It's such an important position. I think we're going to look at free agency. We're going to look at the draft. We're always going to look for quarterbacks. And I think the great organizations do that. You look at what Green Bay's done over the years. They still drafted quarterbacks despite the fact that they had Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks on their roster. And other teams have done the same. We'll look to do the same, you know, regardless of who we have. The position's too important not to.
Sasha, can you talk about the draft draft class specifically. You know, how do you think your rookie class did this year, and can you just go through some of them, and you know, how did you think Corey and Agba and Nassif and Kessler and some of those guys performed for you this year?
Yeah, I think all those guys showed why we drafted them. You know, Corey showed his explosiveness, you know, had the three touchdown catches, and fought through some injuries and actually showed that he can be successful in an NFL offense. I know there were a lot of questions about that coming out of Baylor. But when you saw his strength, you saw his speed, play, and in his toughness, competitiveness. Emmanuel, I think you saw him, you know, quite consistently get QB hurries. We were pleased with him. Played a little bit outside, played some inside, and certainly in the sub rush position, we've been pleased with him. You know, I think throughout, Sean Coleman came in, you know, and again, a tribute to the coaching staff with all the injuries we've had, that guys have been ready, whether it's Spencer or Sean, at different times to step up in the face of injuries and guys ahead of them and when they're forced into play and been ready and prepared and played actually, you know, well and surprisingly well. So I think up and down as you look at the roster, these guys, it's too early to tell. You know, some of the guys that have started fast may end up slowing down. Some of the guys that started slow will speed up. But we're pleased with what we've seen from them and their work ethic and what they're doing coming in. They, as a group, understand the significance of how large the draft class was, and they want to be part of what is going to be a turnaround here. So we think a lot of them are on their way, and there's a lot more improvement for each of them.
Plans have never really been a problem. There's many blueprints of how you can put together a football team, assembling the draft picks, being aggressive trades, free agency, all that. What is it about your processes that you have put in place or are in the process of putting in place that's going to elevate your plan above some of the others that have or have not worked?
Hard for me to answer just because I wasn't part of the plans prior putting them together. What we do like about ours is I think we're really focused on the fundamental pieces of finding the right leadership group, understanding what the coaches need. We're going to lean very heavily on Hugh and his expertise to find Tony's quarterback. We're going to work together. And then we're going to bring in guys that are competitive as heck, that are physical, that can play in this division, and we're going to develop them as well as I think any team will in the league, and we'll put a coaching staff around them that'll put them in the right position. So we have to execute on it. I think you're right. There's a lot of different paths up the mountain. We have ours. We like ours, and we like the folks that we're on the road with executing it, but it's on us to execute.
I got to follow up on Tony's quarterback question. The two guys you mentioned are in the Hall of Fame. And when they were playing, they were on that track, even if they struggled their first year. I mean, I think the feeling in Philadelphia now is different than it is in Cleveland because they know they got Wentz. And I'm not just, the trade is the trade, but they know they got their guy. You're not saying the guys on the roster now are Hall of Fame potential, are you? I mean, is that what we're hearing?
No, I don't.
Where are you with the quarterback? You even said during the year, that's your job is to find the quarterback, why you came here.
Absolutely. I'm going to do it. And I think you hit it on the head. I mean, you said Hall of Fame. You got to play quite a bit and win a lot of games to end up in the Hall of Fame. We're 1-15, so we're on our way. You know, we got work to do. And I said it. I mean, I will not back down from that. We're going to find a quarterback here that's going to come here and play winning championship football. But I still think it's too early. Let's talk about, do you have them yet or not have them yet? Here comes a draft. Here comes other opportunities to add more players to our team. My job, our job, is to go make sure that we have one here. And I know you guys keep asking, do you have him here yet? Obviously, we're 1-15. I think everything would say maybe we don't. But I think you also got to put it all into the pot. You know, there's a lot of things that go into that. Mm-hmm. You know, having the right offensive line, having to write everything in order to support that quarterback to be the best he can be. So I think it's still a work in progress. I want to truly evaluate the players that we have here. I want to work through the draft with these men and through free agency and see if there's something better. Is there the right quarterback somewhere else that we can put on our football team that's going to help us be what we need to be? I just think it's still a work in progress right now.
Come on. One more quick one about this quarterback situation. So if you
you decide you don't need anybody else helping you on that decision. So how much will you lean on Hugh, who, with his experience, to pick this quarterback?
Oh, a ton. You know, Hugh's, when we introduced him, we talked about that being one of the reasons we brought him here. And we talk a lot. We watch tape on our guys so that we can learn and get on the same page, share ideas. But Hugh knows how to identify him. He knows how to develop him. He knows what works for his system. And so there's no question he and I are going to have to be arm in arm and understanding who we're going to bring into this building to try to solve that position for us long term.
Sasha, you guys made the decision to trade down last year, obviously. And, you know, in doing so, you did pass on some guys that turned out to be pretty good. Is the plan this year, now sitting at number one, to actually make that pick?
Too early to talk about what's going to be available to us. We like players that are in the draft at that position, and we haven't fielded any calls and don't plan to for some time about, you know, trades. Just too early to comment.
Sasha, yesterday Jimmy said the number one key to the offseason is to re-sign your key players. Obviously, last year we all remember the first day of free agency, four key starters signed elsewhere. So how confident are you that now that you guys have been in place for a year that we're not going to see a repeat of that on March 9th with Terrell Pryor and Jamie Collins?
I wouldn't get into, you know, kind of predicting the future on those things. They're hard to work through. We're not going to comment on our contract negotiations and plans beyond what Jimmy said yesterday. These guys are priorities for us, and we'll get to work on re-signing them. And that's where I'd leave it.
Can you talk about the idea that a 1-15 season just ended, yet there's some positive things in the building looking forward? If we're sitting here a year from now, after another 1-15 season,
I can't do that.
What would that?
I can't do that. I mean, we're not going to do that. So we can stop right there. I'm not doing that.
You're not talking about it. Or you're not
no, I'm not. We're not. I'm not going 1-15. No. Well, I'll be swimming in the lake over there somewhere. So that's not happening. I just know me too well. I know me, and I know these guys too well. You know, I know we put out this front that where we are, we're not going 1-15 next year. Okay, I'm you can write it if you like. Hugh Jackson said it. We're not.
Amen.
It's the way it is.
And so you guys agree with that. So you're, I mean, obviously, but so this 1-15 in some way is a little bit different than a 1-15 a year from now would be, because this 1-15 was laying the foundation of something.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll say it for you. Yes.
Sasha, one more thing on the free agency. Do you see, though, that part of the issues in the past have been not keeping, like, you're grooming the talent and then you're letting them go, kind of like when they're finally ready to make an impact, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like it's a farm system for the rest of the league. Do you see where that's been an issue, and can that stop?
Yeah, to the end that you develop players that go on and are successful elsewhere, you never love that. And we've had players that have gone on to have success, some that haven't. And, you know, what we've got to do is build a culture where guys want to stay here. And that's the most important thing. And I think we've done that this year. And we're tasked now with going out and making sure that we can sign some of our guys that are key for our future. And we do have a number of those young guys that will help us win games here. So Hugh doesn't have to go swimming that lake.
Two more.
I guess it's a technical issue where you have to declare whether or not you're rolling over a cap room. Have you done that? I guess the deadline is passed.
Passed, and we did roll over all our cap room.
All?
Yep.
Hugh, does RG3 really have a realistic shot of being your franchise quarterback? I mean, like, you've probably seen enough now. I mean, can he be that guy?
Mary Kay, I honestly really want to go watch all the tape, you know, to honestly give everyone an honest evaluation and be fair to him. I think just to come out after a game and say, oh, he can or he can't be, I don't think that's fair. But I can assure you that we're going to do our due diligence of looking at everything we can to give you guys that answer here as soon as we can.